Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What you want to read on holiday, like, with absorbed
it's a navy blazer,
yeah,
but it's so much more.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say, yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were gonna say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlock podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sheer Luxe Team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Sherry Andrew, Lou Huff, and Laura Black. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
This is really boring, but you were just saying you felt quite puffy, Laura, and I was just saying to the coffee guy that when I drive in, especially on a Monday, I feel like I've just rolled out of bed into the office. Like, if you just go, like, bed, car, office.
Yeah, you're not getting the fresh air.
No, obviously I showered, but, you know, I feel a bit like need to go and do some star jumps outside or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's nice out there today, actually. It's not
is
too
it? Cold. I mean, in what respect?
Generous. It's not too cold. It's not like last week.
This weekend, I literally looked outside and I was like, it is so grey. Yeah. If you were a tourist, like, coming to the UK, you'd be like, oh, I see.
Oh, this is what they're all talking about. Yes. Yes, it's very London grey this week, isn't it? But anyway, how was everybody's weekends? Sherry?
It was lovely, thank you. I went to the ballet of my sister on Saturday, which was lovely. We saw Raymonda at the Coliseum, and it was just so lovely. I've never been to the ballet before. It's my first time.
Oh, so lovely.
Yeah, it was so good.
Did you enjoy it? Did you understand the story?
I did. To be honest, the story wasn't, there wasn't much story compared to, like, your classic ballets. Okay. I've seen a lot on, like, BBC Four.
Yeah.
But IRL, it was amazing. Oh. And the main dancer, she got promoted to the lead principal.
Oh, wow.
So that was exciting.
Oh, what, isn't she found out on stage?
On stage,
oh,
yeah,
so
at the
wow.
end. I know, we were like, ooh. So that was really fun.
That is fun. So, yeah. And she didn't know?
No, I think she probably knew.
Okay, fine.
But it was, she's very gracious about it.
They, like, announced that, I guess, at the end of the performance, right?
Yeah, they did. So this woman came on, I guess she was the choreographer. Actually, I think she's probably like the director,
yeah.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, what's going on here? And everyone was really surprised, well, all the audience were. So yeah, that was really fun.
Aww.
And just a nice Saturday night.
Ballet moves, like, I've just become completely obsessed with them. Like,
yeah,
the way they can move their bodies is insane.
Unreal.
I haven't been to the ballet since I was a little girl. And I actually, no, that's a lie. I saw the Red Shoes at Sadler's Wells a few years ago, but I feel like Matthew Bourne doesn't count because that's always exciting. But I haven't seen, like, a classical ballet since I was little, and I remember finding it the most boring thing in the entire world. But I need to give it a go as an adult because I feel like
I know what you mean. Yeah. I do. I kind of have to know a little bit of the story before I sit down, otherwise I'm not clever enough to interpret it.
I actually just find the spectacle of going to the ballet so exciting. I went for brunch at the Nomad last weekend and walked past the Opera House, and I don't know, there's just something so charming about the Opera House. And I feel like people get more dressed up at the ballet. And I went a couple of years ago actually with Kittry, and God, I can't remember what we watched, but just watching, like, the theatre fill up and looking at all the outfits, and we went backstage and we went to see all the costumes, and it was just amazing.
It's so special. I remember when I was little, when we went to the theatre, like, even to see a musical, you would dress up. Like, people did put on a nice outfit to go to town.
I still do.
I mean people sit there in, like, the most
I find it really upsetting, particularly at the moment where it's you're queuing outside to have all your COVID rules taken.
Mm-hmm.
You look down the queue and you just, come on, you're off to the theatre.
I know.
Take your trainers off.
We, Polly and I were joking about this yesterday in a different context, because she does a little Q&A on her Instagram stories every Sunday where people ask what to wear. And somebody asked her what to wear to an interview for a job in fashion. And I think she gave some very good advice about, you know, kind of how to keep it professional but still fashion-y. And she said, you know, tread carefully with trainers, pun not intended. And I messaged her saying, nothing drives me more mad than when people show up for an interview wearing trainers. But it's just so unacceptable. I'm sure you own boots. Like, it's not hard. And it's the same with the theatre. It's like, I'm sure you own some other shoes that you could just wear for this occasion.
Mm. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, so there you go.
I feel like there are some interviews where it would be okay to wear a trainer.
But, like, why would it ever be preferable? Unless you were going to interview at Nike.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, but I'm talking about here. Don't come here.
Yeah. I don't know. A girl came for an interview here a few weeks ago, and she had a suit and trainers, and it like really worked. Mm. And like, and I really like really noticed what she was wearing.
I really appreciate that as an outfit, but I still just don't think it's right for an interview.
Interesting.
Mm. It's like having chip nails for an interview as well.
The interview with Charlotte Collins, make sure you wear big
jammer. Yeah, exactly.
Lou, how was your weekend?
Mine was really nice. I'm trying to think what I did. Saturday, I went into town, got my hair done. I went shopping in store, first time in a long time, and tried on loads of really fun things. I really, really enjoyed it.
What did you buy?
I actually didn't buy anything. I messaged Charlotte and Polly with some emergency alerts of should I buy either of these two things. I went to Isabel Moron and they had some really cool jackets. I really want a suede jacket. Not long. I bought the Lulu Studios one a couple of months ago and it's too long. I want something a bit more cropped. And I think going into spring, that's better. And there was some really good discounts, but they were probably the one I want was not on sale, which is always the way.
Always the way. Yeah.
It was really fun going in store and having a proper try.
Was there enough newness? I feel like whenever I've been in, it's just like the dregs.
Mm, yeah, there was actually.
Laura, what did you get up to this weekend?
I was just chilled this weekend. I saw friends, hung out with family. It was just, I feel like it's taken me a while to warm up into January, but I feel like I'm kind of getting ready to go now.
Just in time for February.
Hit the ground running. No, but like for the year ahead, do you know what I mean? Okay. Like I've done my chill. Now I feel like I'm like getting in the zone of booking things and getting the diary filling up.
Yeah, the next few weeks are quite scary busy.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But I kind of feel ready now.
Mm. Yeah, I'm with you. It could do with warming up just a bit.
Yeah.
Being a bit lighter.
I'm really holding on. These days are getting, it's slow, but they're getting longer. They are getting longer.
Like technically they are, but it is still a 4:30
sunset
every day.
But I'm fine. I'm hanging on to it. In the dark really hard. Like when does that stop?
Oh, I think we're way off that.
Yeah.
But I like to reach 5 o'clock and it be still light. Okay, 3:30 at dark. I just can't do it. I feel like I haven't had a day.
I've heard a few people being like, oh, spring's in the air. I'm like, guys, it's not. Like,
no,
it's
really, not.
It's January. I'm sorry, but February is always often worse than January. Like, you can't start getting hopeful for spring until at least the 1st of March.
No, but there's
6 weeks definitely winter to go.
Like, my birthday's in Feb, so like, you know when you know, like, I know I've never, it's only ever been bitterly cold.
And actually, this time last year was that really heavy snow.
Yes. Yes,
that meant on me.
Yeah, saw it this morning.
It often snows on my birthday as well. Like, we've got a way to go, I'm afraid. Sorry.
I'm here for it. I'm just like winter baby all round. Yeah. I don't even like summer, really.
Yeah, same.
Very controversial.
Yeah, like spring. Do you like spring?
Spring is lovely. Yeah, spring and autumn. If we could just skip summer, in my opinion, that'd
really?
Be great.
But what's your like dream temperature?
Oh.
I get not liking 30 degrees in London, but like, oh, like a 22.
22, blue sky.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's quite nice, days. Yeah. Like a light jacket is good. If you can wear a jacket, that's always nice.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Agreed. Can we go back to your suede jacket? Because I feel like, was it shearling, that short one?
Yes.
My feedback over the weekend was, I don't know how one wears a short shearling jacket because it's too hot for... I mean, to be fair, I have a short shearling jacket. Yeah. I know. I just wear mine the other way around so that it's not as hot because the shearling's on the outside.
Okay. It's still the same material keeping you.
Whether you wear it inside or outside.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually really disagree with that. I think wearing the shearling on the outside is way less toasty than wearing it on the inside. No? If you flipped your shearling right now, you'd be warmer than wearing it the way you are.
You think?
Yeah.
Go for a go.
I think so. That's why when you have
like insulation.
Like my mattress topper is furry on one side and flat on the other, and you're supposed to flip it onto the furry so you feel the furry side in winter.
But surely you put a sheet over that.
Well, obviously the sheet goes over it. Underneath the sheet.
Something is like touching the skin, which is then going to keep you like warmer. But in terms of like the elements getting to your body, there's the same material getting in the way of it.
I understand.
Stopping the wind.
I think we need a scientist to... this is the blind leading the blind. So maybe a scientist needs to let us know that.
I'm not really buying said jacket to keep me really warm. Mm. That's like not the purpose of a short jacket. I feel like I've got like long winter coats. I just want that sort of in-betweeny jacket.
Well, I think there's definitely a place for that in your wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I actually wear mine all the time. Is anyone watching anything good, Sherry? I feel like you probably got something good out of your sleeve.
I know you talked about this last week, but I just finished Cheer season 2.
I mean, I've talked about it on every platform
I've just started.
Oh my goodness.
You've just started one.
Season 1,
It's so good. I've had a dream about it every night.
Have you?
Yeah, it's like, it's deep in there now. Just so good.
So good.
I'm really invested in all the teammates, even though they're not all that likeable. But
they're actually quite unlikable, most of them.
They are. And it's so different to like our culture. We don't really have cheerleading teams in the same way that they do. But yeah, I'm so obsessed
with
it.
Where are you up to?
I've just finished it.
Oh, have you? I was saying to Lou last week that the finale felt like it was written. The twists and turns were so good. Like, mm-hmm. you couldn't make it up. It was so good.
Yes, agreed, agreed.
Does season two follow the same team? Like, I'm guessing a year later.
Yes.
Yeah. Thing again.
And mm-hmm. also their rival team. It mm-hmm. follows two teams.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
I've just finished episode four of season one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I were both saying, like, it doesn't really look that fun. It looks really hard work.
Yeah.
And you don't really see them. I don't really get how much they... like, they obviously all say how much they adore it and they love... what's her name? Bianca? No.
Monica.
Yeah. It's almost like they're brainwashed into this, like, obsessive lover. And I don't really see how fun... it is.
But it's this. But it's you have to, I think, put the cheerleading thing out of your mind, and it's a competitive sport. So probably if you watch anyone train for any...
I don't mean as it being like, woohoo, how fun. Mm. Like, how much they enjoy it. Like,
but that's the same with any sportsman training, surely.
Yeah.
When you watch any elite athlete train, it doesn't look fun, does it?
Yeah. I haven't seen the joy from them.
Wait till you get to Daytona.
Okay.
I'm not a competitive sports person, but my guess is the training's not that fun, but the competition's the fun, right? Like, that's when the adrenaline comes.
I mean, their bodies, like, what they can do.
It's insane.
Ridiculous. We did a shoot for Pangaea last week, and we took Polly into the studio, and she was meant to be doing some stretching, and we didn't quite realise, like, how gymnastic she was.
Turns out she's literally, like, elastic. Simone Biles. Oh, my gosh, she's elastic.
Yeah. Wow. It was insane.
Like, so bendy.
And, yeah, I, like, dream of my body being able to move like that. Like, mm-hmm. I can't imagine. So being able to, like, you know, let alone touch your toes, like, fly around in the air.
Polly was a cheerleader.
Wow. I was going to say, I feel like Polly's
really?
Done
that
like this.
Makes sense.
Yeah, she did cheerleading. I mean, I don't think quite to Navarro level. I must get her to show us some videos of her.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Days.
Yeah. Flute one day, cheerleading the next.
Yeah, exactly.
Multi-talented.
So, yeah, she really is. Lou messaged me and Polly saying, oh, I'm watching cheer. I love Jerry. We were like, don't Google him.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Yeah. Oh, you're in for a nasty surprise.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how you don't know that. Okay, well, I won't spoil it for you, but nothing happened. You won't find out anything in season one.
Okay.
But after season one, you should Google what happened.
Oh, God.
Mm. Yeah. Laura, watching anything good?
No, I mean, I'm always about 4 months behind everybody else in this office. I don't know how you all do it, but I've
well,
just
we don't
started,
have 3 children, to be fair.
Yeah, I've just started Succession, and I know we've spoken about it forever on here, so I'll stop at that, but that's what I'm going to throw myself into.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched one episode.
If it helps, I didn't enjoy it until season 2.
I know. I've heard everybody in the office say that the first few are quite long. So I keep saying
I'm
to my husband,
I'm actually not sure
like,
you'll like it.
Oh, really?
I don't know how enjoy it is.
I think there's anything not to like, though.
I don't know.
I really feel like I want like something new to get into.
And it's that. Like,
yeah.
You can really get into it.
Becky recommended Maid.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that.
It was so depressing. It took me so long to finish it.
Yeah.
So I wanted something. I just wanted something clean and new.
Can I tell you something that's happened to me in my old age? Like, I've always been quite averse, and I say this a lot on the podcast, to things that are depressing and sad. And, like, I've noticed as I've got older, I found it even harder to watch sad things. To the extent now that even, like, kids films, so, like, I switched on Matilda this weekend, flicked it on, and I was like, I actually
such
can't watch
film.
This. It's so depressing. I basically have become so sensitive to anything even vaguely...
I'm exactly the same. And also, I've made the decision with scary things, and I'm a wimp, I know, but Taurus... I mean, I watched 3 episodes and I basically hid behind my hands.
Yeah.
After the third one, why am I doing this? Yeah. Why am I giving up my evening to sit feeling this
stressed out
behind my hands? What's
the
point?
And there was something I watched, and again, I watched like 10 minutes of it. And it's really sad. I feel like I'm prohibited from watching a load of like of really popular TV shows. I mean, like everything Becky recommends, I've never watched any. I can't watch any of it because I find it all... So I'm all right with scary, but like anything vaguely where anyone's... suffering even a tiny bit, so like even to the extent of Matilda, I'm like, God, this is so awful, I can't watch it. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Speaking of really sad, I watched Supernova finally.
Oh my God,
Saturday
oh,
night.
Depressing.
Yeah, and
oh, I don't know.
Don't watch that.
No,
it's with Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci.
Okay,
and they basically are kind of on a road trip ish. Oh, they're going on a trip through
it's
the Lake
fiction.
District. And Stanley Tucci
they
has...
play a gay couple. It's definitely fiction.
Okay, right, okay.
And Stanley Tucci has early onset dementia. He's quite a kind of early on in his journey, but kind of knows how much harder it's going to get for both him and his partner. And it's about that. It's really, really sad.
Yeah. I think the other thing is that as you get older, you're more exposed to people you know that might have gone through something similar. And then it's too much.
Yeah, like, why do you want to... I've always had it with the Holocaust, weird. Like, I've always been like, I know what happened. I don't need to see it acted out.
Yeah.
Like, why would I need to see somebody going through that one? Like, I know it.
Yeah.
And it's now just extended to, like, every little corner of misery in life. And maybe it's a pandemic thing as well. We've just had so much... It's definitely got worse over the last 2 years. But yeah, I can literally only watch... I can watch drama, like Succession, Yeah. And I can't watch anything. I couldn't watch Maid or anything like that. It's weird.
Yeah. I think we need some light relief.
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah. 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 The world can feel quite heavy, can't it? If you surround yourself with all of this.
So speaking of, I am knee deep in the third season of Too Hot to Handle, which is one of my favourites. I absolutely love it. It's better than Love Island, you know.
Is it?
Do you think? Yeah.
Can I tell you why? Because Love Island, and I might have said this last over the last series of Too Hot to Handle, Love Island is, they have to make a show every single night of the week for like 9 weeks. So most of the time, nothing happens, right? You watch it and you're like, it's so dud. Like, I watched a whole episode. Mm. Too Hot to Handle, they have like 4 weeks and they just make like 8 lovely episodes of it. Okay. And then you watch it all afterwards.
So you get like the highlights.
You just get the good stuff. Yeah. It's so good.
What are the characters like this time?
They're all just so hot. Like, they're so much hotter.
Where's it? Sorry, I'm so out of touch.
So they go to, so it's people from all over the world. So there's, but all English speaking. So this, it's like Americans, Brits, Australians, and a South African guy. Okay. Oh, and they go to like, I think it's Turks and Caicos. Like, okay. They've got an island. Of, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's tropical. My friends are producer on it and they filmed season 2 and season 3 back to back this time last year.
Okay.
And so they stayed out there, or they popped home for a bit. But anyway, so that's how they avoid, because the contestants arrive not knowing where they are and what show they're on. Ooh. They think they're on a fake show called Pleasure Island. Mm. I don't know how the legalities of that work. I must ask her.
But surely they must know.
No, they definitely don't know.
Sorry, so they apply to be in...
on Pleasure Island.
Right.
Or they're told, you know, they reach out, somebody reaches out to them on Instagram saying, do you want to come on this TV show, Pleasure Island? It must be in the T's and C's, like, by the way, but they just obviously maybe don't read their contracts, would be my guess. So they're there and they have their whole like welcome and they all get to know each other and it's all super flirty. And then the first night they get this like bomb dropped, like FYI, actually on Too Hot to Handle.
Right. Yeah.
And then they're allowed to
watch anything.
Netflix.
Great.
I wonder how long it can go, because whether people would be like, this sounds like Too Hot
well,
to
that's,
Handle.
Well, that's it. So 2 and 3 worked because, as they said, they filmed it in quick succession. But now, if like 3 seasons later, you'd be a bit savvy.
They must know,
yeah. It's really good. It's raunchy and fun and silly. And that's the light relief.
It's what you want. Exactly.
Yeah. Something for for you to watch, like as a girls' program.
No, everyone's into it. Should we tackle some questions? As usual, a very eclectic mix today. Somebody has asked... style tips for freezing cold weather. We've been talking a lot about how grey and cold it is. Mm. Laura, what do you go to when it's freezing cold?
Uniqlo vest, long sleeve, their heat, what do they call them?
Heat tech.
Oh,
is that this little grey thing poking out?
It's actually not today, no. Okay. But I do usually wear one. It's all about layers, lots of thin layers.
Tucking yourself in.
Yeah, exactly. Don't let any air get in.
You like a vest?
I love a vest. Mm. But... I just got some Inuiki, kind of like shearling snow boots-ish. And I was so smug all weekend because my feet were warm.
And that is really key, feet and head.
It just made such a difference. Mm-hmm. And like, you just normally at the end of your, like even now, like my toes are feeling cold. Whereas I just got toasty. I had a pair of Pears Scotland socks, which if you're after a pair of socks, the best.
I think we give them a shout out on every single podcast now.
Yeah.
I'm wearing mine today.
And yeah, these shearling boots, and I was really, really toasty.
I have a pair of Sorrel, like hiking style, but like for walking the dog, and they're also, I don't think they're shearling lined. They're something lined. Anyway, they're also so cozy. Like you get a bit hot actually from wearing them. It's the best, isn't it?
Yeah, just that stylish fleece lining on the inside, I think really, really helps.
Yeah,
nice. I also think keeping your head warm is key. It's not that glamorous. So close to looking stylish, you know, pick your
mind. Well, no, I think you can get a good beanie.
But it does really make a difference to me.
You can get a good beanie, but if you're going for a walk, it's really easy to wear a beanie. But if you're going like walk in the lunch, like
I totally agree, because then you take your hair off, your hair off, and you take your hat off. Yeah,
Sherry, any tips for staying warm?
Oh, I feel like I'm the wrong person.
Sherry, you don't feel the cold.
I don't feel the cold.
Sherry's the one girl who floating in like a, you know,
she's got her bare legs.
Yeah,
I mean, 10th of January.
It's quite rare that I even wear like a knitted jumper. So yeah, I'm not
quite layered today.
Yeah, I am quite layered.
Do you not really? Don't really feel the cold at all.
No, not really. So nice. I'm quite notorious for being always underdressed, as in like not wearing enough layers. Like a leather jacket does me usually. So I'm not the best person to ask.
I watch in awe every day.
Yeah,
it's just got the fan on, and I've got the heater by my feet.
You just run hot.
Yeah, clearly.
Lucky.
Yeah, really.
That's why
lucky.
You do it like summer.
Yeah.
This is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Extra heat. Strip off.
Yeah.
Somebody has asked. Okay, Laura, another one for you. Long coats for 5'1" height. Struggle to not drown in fabric. How do you get it right?
I would say don't go too thick on your fabric. So have something that moves with you. Difficult to know what the rule is. You kind of got to try them on and see what you feel. Why? What you're going to say?
No, I was just going to say, I think a wrap coat is good because then you get a silhouette out of it. Yeah. So don't go for something boxy and oversized. Go for something that gives you a bit of a shape.
Yeah, agreed. And don't have your arms too long. If you're going longer in the length.
Yes.
Make sure your arms aren't drowning you too, because then you just look like you borrowed your dad's coat.
Yes. Which isn't always a bad look, but no. Agreed.
But when you're petite, more difficult to carry off.
Agreed. Another one, sorry, specifically for you. Someone says, Laura, I'm struggling with a workwear, mumwear, capsule wardrobe. Oh, any God. Ideas?
Don't overthink it. Comfort, I guess, is key. So like a good pair of flat boots, a wrap coat again, mm-hmm. I think is a good one. Mum, what was it? Workwear, mum?
Workwear / mumwear capsule wardrobe. I mean, just go neutral, right?
Yeah, I would just get some good basics. Mm. A good roll neck, some good boots. Good. It is capsule wardrobe. Yeah. Good pair of jeans, good coat.
Yeah. Surely it's just the same, but more practical.
It is, but you just need to be practical. Yeah. So yeah, you don't be the one tottering on the school run because you look like a wally. So yeah, some good flat boots. But there are so many good ones around.
I was just thinking, like, I don't think I dress any different to that.
What maybe
I
wear not, maybe not your pair of Texas.
Not my pair of Texas. I can barely fucking wear those anyway. I met my outfit today. Okay, so capsule wardrobe is the way to go. Somebody has, let's stick to fashion. Lou, somebody has said, is Blasi Milano really more than just a blazer, thinking of taking the plunge? That's funny because I don't know how often you listen to the podcast, yeah, but it's like the first quote.
It's so much more.
It's a navy blazer, but it's so much more.
Yes, I really, really think it is. Yeah, mine is navy and it's very, very simple, but the details on it are amazing, and every time I wear it, somebody new will comment on what an amazing blazer
it is. Beautiful.
Yeah, the cut of it is really special. Like you're paying for the cut.
Yeah, and just the craftsmanship, and there's kind of little details that you don't realize until you're wearing it, like the inside of the pockets are velvet lined, and it is real craftsmanship, and yeah, it's really expensive, but it is also often on sale. Like, look on My Teresa, they always have
it's sales. Also gonna Ooh. Last you,
yeah,
like that is not a fast fashion piece.
No.
You'll have that forever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Somebody's asked recommendations for good quality basic long sleeve tops on the high street. We're going with Uniqlo.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, somebody has asked everyday makeup look essentials, please. Sherry, I'm going to come to you. I'm not sure we've talked about your beauty routine on the podcast before. What are your everyday makeup essentials?
Oh, definitely a concealer. I like the MAC Studio Fix. Mm-hmm. I've used that for literally 10 years. mainly because there weren't that many shades back in the day for like non-white skin. So I stuck with that. I have to have an eyebrow pencil. Sorry, not pencil.
Sherry's eyebrows are insane. The one.
Eyebrow gel, that's okay. The one. I love the Beauty Pie one. Mm-hmm. And then also, clear mascara is the best eyebrow setting gel I've ever used.
Why would one buy a clear mascara just for length?
For your eyebrows.
Oh, specifically for eyebrows.
I mean, for mascara, I don't know how much it does. Probably nothing. But for eyebrows, they're like $1.99 boots, so cheap. Great. And they just stay so much better than like any brow fix that I've used. Mm. What else? A bit of blusher.
What mascara have you got on? Because you've got great lashes.
Mm. Oh, thank you. What do I use? Lash Sensation.
Ooh.
So good.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah. So good. I think
it's all about high street mascara.
Yeah. It is,
I and think they go so fast.
Yeah, they do.
So if you,
they dry out really quickly. That's my go-to. But I've also just started using Rapid Lash again. Mm. I got that for Christmas. Great stocking filler.
Have you felt like it's made a difference?
100%. I can tell within like a week.
Really?
I think. Yeah, I go through phases because sometimes it runs out, you forget to buy it. But if you use it religiously, not even every day, every other day, really notice a big difference. There's like the staples, I'd say.
Yeah, nice. Lou, flying mascara free today.
Yeah, I got ready in the dark and I forgot to put mascara on. I feel like really naked. But mine would be Glossier Future Dew, always. So I used to use IT Cosmetics CC Cream religiously, but it is quite thick, and found out recently it is not non-comedogenic, so it would maybe break out sometimes. So I've moved on to the Estee Lauder Futurist Hydra Rescue moisturizing makeup, and it's basically the same, but it's much, much thinner and you hardly need anything.
Is that what you're going to say? You look very glary.
And then Charlotte Tilbury Retoucher Pen, literally would not leave the house without that. And just got the Rose Ink blusher in Heliotrope, which is really, really nice. And I've got a really nice new Gucci Westman like bronzing stick.
Oh yeah.
I prefer a stick, a stick for a bronzer rather than a powder now.
Mm. I don't use a single powder. I haven't done for 2 years.
Yeah, I would prefer a stick as well.
Yeah. Laura?
I use the Dior concealer that Georgie and I both love. I literally am like die hard fan for that now.
Okay.
The Refi Brows.
I've never actually tried it. For all the fuss about it. Yeah. I haven't given it a go. Yeah. Your brows are good, actually.
A mascara I'm using at the moment is Authored, which is Tanya Burr's new range.
People have spoken really highly about it.
The mascara is amazing. It's quite full on, but I need that. What else? I use a Stubborn Brown MAC eyeliner every day, because without definition in my eyes, I look like you can't see me. And the Clinique bronzing stick. And that's really good. I use the Dior.
Oh, you use that as a...
It's so... You can literally just put it, bit goes so far. The other thing that I'm really into is Votary have got this lip oil, which is...
I love lip oil.
Amazing. I'm literally... It's just the best thing at the moment.
Ooh, I have a real problem keeping my lip product on. I feel like I'd have to reapply it like 10 times a day.
Oil when in the morning, once you've done your makeup and you're feeling a bit puffy like I am today, suddenly you put that on, you feel quite
polished.
For Christmas I got the Sarah Chapman.
I was just about to say that, the overnight thing. It's incredible.
Is it? What is I love a lip thing.
It's a lip rescue.
It's almost like a really thick gel,
but the applicator is like a very thin, imagine like a thin flat plastic like swab, and it just kind of glides over. I mean, I don't know about you, but I think I've used half the tube already.
Yeah, it's so good. It's like almost like duck's mouth.
I do. It's so hard to describe. We do not have the terminology for this.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Where's Becky when we...
It's like a plastic, and it's like... But it's not a hard plastic.
Yeah, it's bendy.
It's bendy. So imagine like a fat... Imagine it like that, you know, the size of my finger, and it just kind of goes wee.
And you squeeze it out. It's like a pen, and you push it down. Like the YSL.
Touche Clap. I've seen it. I know it's silver at the end. Yes, I know exactly.
It's like Touche Clap.
It's your lips. So good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Tell you another lip thing I'm loving at the moment is the Oromovitsa lip balm.
I love everything Oromovitsa.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's so good. Yeah. It's spenny, but it's good.
Their cleanser and their mask. I love it all. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that range.
Sherry and I were mourning what we'd left at people's houses the other day, and I'd left over Christmas my Elemis balm.
Oh.
And I had to use something out of my skin. It was so bad. I'm just reunited.
That balm?
It's just amazing.
It is heaven, that balm. The one that melts into your skin to take off your makeup. Amazing. Use that.
I did, but again, I broke out with that. Those are things I really like for a week, and then I notice, and I need to I know that there's certain things that I get that with, so I just need to not. Yeah. But I get swayed by the smell and how lovely it is to put on.
Yeah, they've got a new blue one at the moment. The smell is amazing.
Sounds nice.
Sherry, what did you leave at someone's house?
I left my boots, the ones I'm wearing now.
Have you got them back though?
I've got them back.
I know, reunited yesterday.
Nice.
Oh, thank you.
Where are they from?
ASOS. Really cool. Honestly, these are the best high street boots I've ever bought.
They're really comfy.
Yeah, I've worn them every day for 2 years. Love so it. Comfortable. But also really comfy on the first go. I don't have to break them in.
I bought a new pair of trainers 3 weeks ago, and they have ripped apart my foot.
Still, twice
now I've worn them. And to be fair, I need to stop wearing them on long walks. But also, you buy trainers thinking you can wear them.
Yeah.
And so I walked.
Putting blister plasters on.
Yes, but I had taken it off for the most recent one.
You
should buy a trainer and be able to wear it out straight away. Yeah, it's a shame. Somebody has asked, must do's for skincare in the lead up to a wedding in 5 months, no Botox day. This is all on the wedding edition, you guys. I will point you in that direction. We've got a breakdown of all the different treatments that you need and when before your wedding.
Yeah. Don't try too close.
Yeah. Can I just say something I did yesterday morning? I did a facial massage masterclass with Michaela Boulder.
That's fun.
She did
gorgeous. I would love to do that.
She did a live, must have been a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, it was on her saves. So I did it. The difference immediately is just amazing.
As in the lift.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that last time.
And
yeah.
You have to have certain products, or is it
you
more
just need
massage?
You just need a facial oil, or you can do it with an oil cleansing balm.
Okay.
Just something that basically has got slip against
but
your
you
face.
Need a gua sha or
no,
a roller.
You can do it with your hand.
Oh, right.
You can if you want to, but I did it just with my hands. Mm. And just the difference in my face. I think, you know, what you're saying about kind of feeling really puffy. Mm. I think just doing those little bits, like she says that she does it even 5 minutes a day will really make a difference. Mm. And she did kind of half her face on camera, and you can literally just see one is so sculpted and lifted. So I'm going to really try it and get in.
Because you've got the blood circulation.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's like training the muscles. And there was a bit I was doing on my masseter muscles on my cheeks, which I get a lot of tension. It literally sounds like I'm cracking my neck. So but it was really amazing. And all day I just felt like my makeup sat much better on my face and my skin was clearer.
How long did it take?
It's like half an hour, the one that she does, but you can obviously, once you then know the steps, you can just speed that up and do it, you know, however quickly you want to. I think she does like 10-minute ones, 5-minute ones. It was amazing.
Becky and Tor were talking about it last week, and I can't remember which one of them was saying that they learned that you have to do it loads around the bone because that's where loads of the tension clogs, like here and there. And actually that's a really, like, it feels really weird, but that's where the drainage is most necessary. Do you do any of that? Do you do any facial?
I do, actually, yeah. So, like, usually at night time, same like you, Lou, I get a lot of tension in my jaw. Mm. I can, feel it click. I think it's just like, I don't know, clenching it when you don't realise. So, yeah, I do use the Elemis, is it the Pro Collagen, the cleansing balm? Mm. That one is so nice. And just, like, a random oil. I think it might be Elemis as well. That just feels really nice. Mm. Just, like, at the end of the day, 10 minutes, it's just, like, a little bit of me time that I don't have to talk to anyone. just do my little massage.
I'm so with you, Heather.
Yeah. I also have there's a Neom facial oil, which is called something like nighttime oil.
Oh, you love this.
Can I tell you, I thought I didn't have any and I found half a bottle the other day, which was like probably the best thing that's happened to me all year. And it is, if you're looking for like a nighttime wind down, because it's the most lavendery concentrated, like, you know, bedtime oil massage smell.
Oh, you should do this routine.
Yeah, I'm going to. Will you send me the routine, please? And presumably you can just find it on Michaela Bolton's.
Yeah, it's on her grid.
Oh my God, I love this question. Somebody has asked, restaurants that allow dogs... Puppy won't be left, but I need a night out. Help. I went to a restaurant yesterday that had dogs inside. It was Brasseria in Notting Hill. I feel like more and more you can take your dogs into places.
Yeah, so nice. Yeah. I love a restaurant that lets you take a dog in.
I think it depends what your dog is like. Like, I could not take my dog into a restaurant. Okay. But you could.
Yeah. I would definitely.
Someone actually...
Just somewhere a bit more relaxed.
Yeah. Someone actually came in pushing what looked like a buggy and it had a dog in it, which I think is a step too far. Like, you know those baskets.
Yeah. Oh, right. There wasn't a child in the buggy.
No, just a dog. Oh, okay, yeah.
No, you have a dog to walk.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Agreed.
I know what I was meaning to ask you. You went to Pavette recently.
Yes.
We always go when we go to New York, and then I knew it was in London, but just had never even thought about going. How did it compare?
I haven't been to the New York one.
Okay.
But it was, it's lovely. I don't know what you would eat on that menu.
Well, we always go for breakfast. Fine. And it's like amazing, like waffles.
And the breakfast looks banging. Yeah. We went for dinner. There's not much for vegans.
Okay.
It was very meat, cheese, pork heavy. Yeah. My husband doesn't eat pork. And even that was slightly, not challenging, but like
limiting.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend going in the evening for you. I think we only ate cheese and meat. But but it's absolutely gorgeous in there. Like, it reminds me of something from Midnight in Paris.
Fun.
It's like
Parisian
20s. Nice. They're playing that kind of little like wartime tinny music. Sweet. And like, yeah, it's really gorgeous in there.
Can I tell you one thing I love on your Instagram? Oh, yeah. Is your Sunday night. When you do
love a Sunday night
snacks or like what you're eating on Sunday night. I'm like, oh, that looks so good.
I know. Last night we were so hungover yesterday. And so we had this like really big Italian lunch at like 2. And so then we didn't really want dinner. So I just, cheese kind of dregs are quite important to me.
Yeah, I'd quite like to see a bit more of your food.
Okay, sure.
I will really please.
I think I show you what's interesting. The rest is quite
The rest is like an old bagel. Actually, your bagels are always excellent.
Bagels are so good. I must bring in proper bagels for everybody.
Yes, please.
At some point. Oh, sorry. Restaurant. We veered off topic. Restaurants that allow dogs. Also, Soutine in St. John's Wood allows dogs in the front. Chuck's allows dogs inside.
Anyone does else? It?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, do you know?
Oh, hang on. Lie. We sat outside. I think they do.
I can't imagine dogs inside there.
They do.
I have to say, I'm not. It's been a while since I've taken my dog to a restaurant, a pub, or like a cafe. We quite often do, but a natural restaurant.
Yeah, same when we'd sit outside if we got the dog with us. Actually, can I tell you, we were at the Gavroche in, I don't know, sometime last year, and a lady came in with her dog.
Oh, wow.
I know. Mm. And they were like, oh, no, it's really normal. Like, you absolutely can. The dog sat on the banquette bear in mind this is a 2-mission-star restaurant, like it's pretty fussy in there, and the dog just sat there kind of perfectly happy.
Wow.
I know. So nice. Apparently they do. My dog will be a fucking nightmare.
Oh my God, I'd be so stressed out. Imagine if they barked.
Oh,
or
my
like,
God, it's quite, there's no music. Like, it's silent in there. Yeah, I know, bizarre, but anyway, each their own. Okay, final question. Somebody has asked dinner party games. Sherry, you into a dinner party game?
Oh, I actually got a really good game for Christmas. Ooh. I think it's called the meme game. Okay. And it's essentially Cards Against Humanity, but with memes.
Right.
So you have like the said meme, and then you all get a set of cards, and then you have to give the best scenario, and the funniest one wins. That was really fun.
That's fun. I like that. I've seen that, I think. Mm. Like, I feel like we put that in some roundups around Christmas.
I'd say don't play it with your parents, maybe. but with your friends, it's really funny.
Fun. Very good drinking game.
Really good drinking game. It's very nice. Crude, but hilarious.
Love that.
It's good.
I was speaking about this in the podcast before, definitely. But we, some friends came for dinner maybe like a year ago, and when it was legal, and they bought us a game called Scrawl. And it's basically like Pictionary-ish. And you basically, you get a like a really random word. It would be like a penguin on its way to school. And you have to draw what is written on the card. And then you fold your piece of paper down. And then everyone does that basically with something different. And then it gets like passed around. And then the person next to you then looks at the picture. And then they write what they think it is. Then what they've written gets passed on to the next person. And then they draw what is on there.
That's
so it's kind of like Picturing meets Chinese Whispers.
Yeah.
So we played a really similar game where you're in teams without the drawing. So you act it first. No, the first person describes the person. Then the second round, you can describe with one word. And the third round, you can only act. So you're doing the same people with each
Got you.
Round.
You're deducing it down.
And you're racing against the clock. We played that loads of Christmas. It's really fun. It doesn't require any game.
Any equipment.
Yeah.
How do you win yours? Does it go back to the person that's asking?
So yeah, it goes all the way around, and then by the time it gets to you, it's either the same or it's not. So however well you've done.
Okay. It's really good. Yeah, that sounds fun.
But, and technically you don't need to, you could write some of your own before.
Yeah, exactly. You almost don't need it. You could write your own and you just fold down a piece of paper or whatever, or you get like these cards. Anyway, it's really fun.
Fun. Georgie had that one. I always think of the one that we played on the way to Paris, which is really dinner conversation starters, but actually quite lively. All right, I think we'll leave it there. Thanks, everyone. If you have any feedback at all or questions for us, then do email podcast@sheerlux.com. We love hearing from you. And don't forget, the question box goes out every Sunday on Instagram, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Don't forget also to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.